Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. And Tom, last weekend against the Mavericks, what was it about them that you guys weren't able to get a couple of wins?
You know what, Kelly? I think the biggest thing, it was one of those games that could have went either way. I mean, we only gave up 41 shots on the weekend, so I was very happy with our defensive effort. And it was just it's a game of breaks. And you know what? They got a couple breaks. They got a couple shorthanded goals on Friday, a couple power play goals on Saturday. But again, fine line between winning and losing, and they found a way to get it done last weekend, and we didn't.
Your special teams have been really solid this year. What's been the key to your success on special teams?
I don't know, Kelly. It's hard to put a finger on some of that stuff. Sometimes, again, you get on a little bit of a run, and then sometimes you hit a dry spell. And right now, we've got good puck movement, and that's the biggest thing. And then once you get good puck movement, you're getting shots, and we have good shot selection. And you know what? We're probably having a little puck luck as well.
Jerry Fitzgerald's leading your team in scoring. How much has he matured since his freshman year now to his sophomore year?
Well, I don't know if it's so much matured. You can see that, a player like Jerry, it's just a matter of time before he's going to be very good and excel at this level. So I think we saw it last year. I think he had 19 points, Kelly. But he scored some big goals last year, and we saw it every day in practice, his skill set. So, there's no question. Did I imagine he's going to have 6 goals at this time? I also know that Jerry's going to get points. He's going to be a big part of our offense, which he is, and it's good to see.
I know last week you had the Fitzgeralds all lined up. This week Miles is back home. How is his health?
You know what, Miles, again, he had a little setback this week, so he didn't make the trip, and we kind of blew up our lines a little bit too, so we're trying to find some chemistry amongst our lines.
Michael Bitzer, your goaltender, has been challenged already early this season playing the number one team and playing the number two team in the country. You got WCHA play. How much confidence does it give him coming into the league, especially after last weekend?
I don't know. You never know. I think, again, a lot of confidence is how you're playing. I don't think it really, dictates who you're playing. It's how you're playing. And, Mike's obviously, again, he was the rookie of the year in the league last year. He's one of the top goalies, so he's a confident kid by nature, and I don't think he gets rattled too much. And again, I think he's excited for the league to start, and it obviously started last week, but he's excited for the league, and I think he's excited to be on the road as well.
This weekend here in Marquette, big ice. Who does that advantage?
Well, I would think I think any time you come into somebody else's building, it's always advantage of the home team. So they practice on this every day. They know the nuances of this rink. So I don't think there's any question the advantage goes to the home team. But again, I kind of like us on big ice, though. I think we have the speed to play well on big ice. We won 2 games here last year, so we're sure not intimidated by big ice.
You mentioned at the weekly press conference you were going to blow up your lines. What are you looking for as far as chemistry between your lines?
Well, the biggest thing is I just want to get some 5-on-5 scoring, and that's the one thing. Again, we haven't had a lot of 5-on-5 scoring, which there isn't a lot in college hockey anyway, but we've got 6 5-on-5 goals this year. So, I'd like to get 2 5-on-5 goals a game. It'd be nice. And, we're just trying to find that chemistry where we can see some guys that can fit together and, establish some offense 5-on-5.
Northern Michigan's goaltender was named WCHA Rookie of the Week. He has had an outstanding beginning of the season. What's it going to take to score against him?
I think the biggest thing is you just have to get shots. You have to get traffic. The biggest thing today, in today's hockey is just getting traffic in front of the goaltender. I mean, you have to get numbers in front of the goaltender. If we've got 2 guys, they're going to have 2 guys. And then, obviously, from there, you just have to make sure, again, you have good shot recovery, you get to loose pucks, and you get second and third chance opportunities.
After watching film on Northern Michigan, what are some of the things you need to work on?
Well, I think the biggest thing is with Northern Michigan is they got a heck of a power play. And they've got 2 different – they'll give us 2 different looks. They'll have an overload on one side, and they'll do a 1-3-1. And they've got some guys that that are experienced in those particular spots on those particular power plays. I mean, the one power play is the same personnel they had last year. So, that's the biggest thing right there. And their power play is hot as well. They're like at 30%.
What does your team do better?
Well, I don't know if we do anything better. I mean, there's a fine line. I think the biggest thing for us right now is we have to use our speed to our advantage.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here on the road?
Well, I think I think all those things, all the little things that we talk about on a daily basis. One, let's win the special teams battle. 2, let's make sure our goaltender out-goaltends their goalie. And I think, stay out of the penalty box. And getting traffic in front of the goalie. I think all those things that you talk about on a daily basis, you have to try to do that better than your opponent.
Tom, good luck tonight. That's Tom Serratore of the BSU Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.